Welcome to Culinarily Yours. This is Chef Tao here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM on your dial, your talk radio. And we are so excited. I'm here with my lovely wife, Krista. Yeah, we have a live call-in radio cooking show, so we'll give you the phone number a few times, and you can stick it in your phone if you'd like to call. We are a cooking show where you can call and ask cooking questions. If you don't, we're just going to talk about it, but we'd love to have your input on any questions you might have. We'll do our best to help set you straight. If there's a problem, the number down here is the local number, and it's 605-4567. 605-4567. It's a little bit far for me without my glasses.
And if you are not in the local area, that is a 530 area code.
Oh, yep. I guess if you're listening from far away. So anyway, we're excited about being here. And it's, again, this is something we've been wanting to do for quite some time. It's kind of doubling off as our launch of our website, along with our radio show and along with the podcast, because you will be able to eventually get this as well. You'll be able to see us as we're talking. Can't really cook in here. I don't think the fire department's going to allow us to do that. But as far as about the show is really needs to be, for us, in order for it to be, what we would like it to be, it needs to be, listener driven. We need to have, participation of people. That's the funnest part, is being able to share ideas and tricks and tips and thoughts. And, really look forward to getting your calls. If you have any cooking related, it's cooking related questions. It has to be a cooking related question. Well, it could be cooking. It could be restaurant. It could be industry, anything along those lines.
Anything to do with food.
Anything to do with food. So, and what this is this is part of this little conglomerate that me and my wife have been working on for quite some time. And I'm going to let her go ahead and talk about the other components that this show's offering out there as far as the website and other things like that.
Well, this is a project we have been working on since, 2018, 2019?
A long time ago.
It's been a while. So now we are got the train on the tracks, and we're starting to get some momentum and head out of the station. We have a blog that we started back in 2018. It is now blossoming into a radio show, which will also become a podcast. If you go to our website, which is www.culinarilyyours.net, it will take you everywhere that we are, which is Instagram, YouTube. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah,
it's a little bit of everything out there. LinkedIn.
Now I have to apologize for something here, because the word culinarily did recently become an actual word, but it's never been a word. And in all of my competing and the restaurants that I've had, I've always signed my menus. We do large events. You might sign 100 menus, 200 menus, 50 menus, 500 menus, and I would sign it, Culinarily Yours, Chef Tao. Culinarily Yours, Chef Tao. We signed bottles of wine. We didn't sign any body parts, but we signed everything else. And I didn't know that it wasn't ILY. I went to Central Valley. And so I didn't know it was ILY. Culinarily is a word now. I don't know. It was added to the lexicon, I guess this year.
No, the last couple of years.
Has
there's
been
a
there
few
for a
people that have been using it, but we're taking over that domain.
Well, I'm not the only one that can't spell. I'm glad to hear that. So, why don't you let us know, what can they find if they go to the website, and then maybe also to YouTube?
Well, they can find the links that go to all of our social medias. We can find a few blog posts, the stories of everything that you were teaching me in my budding culinary professional career, and we're starting to add recipes.
We've got a lot of stuff that's on there, and I think that the Instagram is something I don't do anything with, and neither do I do anything with Facebook, so don't try to reach me on those things.
That's where you'll reach me.
Yeah, and we have some YouTube videos. We have a lot of things in production right now that just need a few more snippets before we can get them out there. But if you go ahead and Google. Now, don't do this if you're driving, but you can actually not go to Google, but YouTube, and put in cream of seven onion soup, and I will pop up. There I am in the atmosphere of the internet and all of technology. And
or if you just go to our website, it'll be right there too. It'll take you to the YouTube
video. Well, and again, now we do need to. There's probably some housekeeping. That's most of it. But the other part of this is I do cook for a living. And in my family, they were all hunters, so you either killed things or you cooked them. I was the worst shot, so I became the cook. Ended up in the kitchen at 9 years old. I'll make this quick. Cooking with mom and grandma, making things like squirrel stew, rabbit, venison, rattlesnake, anything that they could kill, we cooked. And then my budding career started at 9 years old. But I'll tell you that it was, for my family, having to have that family background where everybody cooks. I was just the only one that did it professionally for quite a while. And until my brother Ben, who's an excellent chef, we both worked in numerous places in this town. I've owned, four restaurants and opened quite a few. And as the show progresses over the years here, we'll be able to tell you all about those as well.
And my background is I just love food and, you know, playing around the kitchen. I started out with Better Homes and Gardens, looking through all the beautiful, colorful pages.
And I still use a checkbook, okay? And Krista is like advanced technology algorithm. I mean, I don't even know what she's doing when she's doing it. And so she takes care of all of those things, all the techie stuff, and keeps me sounding good and looking good. So that's kind of, that's kind of what we want to do. We've talked about, we're going to have just coming up here at the, after the first break, a fresh update so we can update people on what's fresh, but not just what's fresh, because one of the things about getting fresh food, is that if you just buy a product and you take it home, put it in your fridge, and you use that product, you're going to get X number of days out of that. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Blueberries, great example, okay? They mildew very easily. You pull those out of the, you buy them, pull them out of the fridge, stick them back in the fridge, pull them out, stick them back in, and what you've got is you've got something that's mildewing because of the moisture. What you want to do is rinse those blueberries off. So instead of getting 2 days off of them, you rinse them off, dry them very well, just gently, put them on a paper towel, and now you've got, 4 or 5 days out of that, and you're not throwing it away.
Yeah, same thing. Should it be a closed container or a breathable container with like a paper towel?
Well, that's a lot of things that people, great question, although you know that. but there's two things. One is, yes, you want your food to be able to breathe. There's very few things you want completely sealed tight. There are some things like sealed meal or maybe something to marinate, or you want to force a marinade into the protein faster. But no, for the most part, you want your items to breathe.
If you want to learn more about berries, you have a question for us, you can give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Yeah, and again, lots of fun things coming up. And another thing is to date things. Everything in our refrigerator is dated. All you need is painter's tape and a little Sharpie and write the date on it, because things get pushed in the back. And before you know it, that beautiful chicken marsala you made 10 days later is turned into a science experiment, and it's back in the corner, and you're just going to end up tossing. Plus, now you've contaminated some things also in your box. And cross-contamination is something, not to cut you off, sweetie, but cross-contamination is something that we're really going to talk a lot about on the show, because, you don't want to have food poisoning at home. There's not a lot of things you need to be aware of, but there's a few critical ones, and we will work on those.
And I was just going to add, if you don't have painter's tape, masking tape works really good.
Yeah, well, we got masking tape all over our house. But anyway, keeping your place organized, keeping your kitchen organized, keeping your fridge organized. Our kitchen, if you go to YouTube and you see the videos, you can see our kitchen there, and there's quite a few things in there. Like I said, I've got about 4 restaurants stacked in various places on my house and our property as well. So again, we will be going over, that's going to be called our fresh update. You'll be able to get that once a week with everything. And then also how to treat those things. And one real quick thing I would say, as we come to the end here, is get yourself some strawberries and get yourself some field grown strawberries and store strawberries. Try them side by side and really start to learn the difference in that flavor. It's really going to take you a long way. What do you think?
I think I would rather have blueberries.
Blueberries? Blueberries?
I love blueberries. And they're on sale now.
Well, the strawberries, you can get them all over. We grow them everywhere. But see, the strawberries, you have to understand, the strawberries that we're getting, the Driscolls, those are down in the Driscoll. That's in the valley on the other side of Gilroy. I've driven through it many times, you know, so those have to be packed, cleaned, packed, sealed in clamshells, and then brought up here. And that, and all that time that it takes for them to come up, there's the challenge of it getting damaged. It's going to continue to ripen as well. So those are all just things that you have to be very much aware of.
And I love the blueberries from the Oregon coast. Remember that time we went on that trip to Oregon and stopped at that farmer's market? Those blueberries were amazing.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about being on the coast, so especially when it's 100 and whatever it's going to be. So it's going to be warm and it's going to be hot coming up. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back after that.
This is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it a mellanotte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely mellanotte.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Thousand different reasons, and they ignored the genitalia and the race. We know this. See what they've done to black conservatives. But none of that matters. We need a competent, good, solid president. The world's burning.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Stop collections and get you protected.
On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you.
You know, I think we might need to find a little more room in here in case we want to dance. Yeah, what's that? Is that Fats Domino? Isn't Fats Domino does that? All right, Blueberry Hill. So I wanted to finish up on blueberries, and there are flavor combinations that we just come across as chefs. Again, I've been doing this for 4.5 decades, and there are just certain things that I've done that work. An example of that would be that soup, the cream of seven onion soup. People hear seven onions, and they're thinking, I can't eat that many onions. That's going to be too strong. I will guarantee you this would be one of the sweetest soups you've ever had. Just a beautiful combination because you're using seven different onions and they all have different, heat profiles. The capsaicin, you can name seven. Okay, Kristen, I'm going to put you on the spot. Name seven onions.
Red, white, green, leek, shallot, garlic, yellow.
Yeah, there she goes. Good job. All right. Very good for that. So,
What do I get?
Yeah. So you get to keep talking. But anyway, so there's a lot of things that we want to think about when we make these flavor combinations. And one of the things that we'll do, especially in food and wine pairing, and, Kristen, remind me, I do want you to talk about that wine tasting, freebie that we have
there as well.
Yeah, but one thing that I found that was a really good match early on in my career was duck and blueberries. And I tell you, I just take, and we take that duck breast, and you cut most of the fat off. You leave yourself about half the top is exposed with fat, because remember, it's very thick fat on the duck. And then you sear that until that gets nice and crisp, and you render that fat, and then you flip it over. You hit it with some Grand Marnier. We hit it with a little bit of raspberry sauce, and then some blueberries as well. And oh, that was definitely one of my most favorite dishes if people requested it.
Just fresh blueberries, or do you puree them, cook them down into a sauce?
No, just throw them in there. They'll cook down fast enough. And also, we did that sometimes by taking the duck breast, and remember, it's a sweet sauce. So you want to counterbalance sweet with heat.
Salty.
So we would go ahead and we would take the duck and we would roll it sometimes in Cajun seasoning. And that was a real nice item as well. And then if you want to go online to culinaryyours.net, you can get all the information you want. You can pull up my resume and read all about me, and it'll probably put you to sleep, so read it late at night.
And there's actually a blueberry story on there with me trying to make a blueberry sauce, and I had to learn a new technique with a new thing called a chinois.
Oh, yeah. Got to have a chinois. Can't do it without a chinois. There are all kinds of tools and things that we use. But when I was 16, I started competing. When I started competing, I was at the Red Line here in Reading. Actually, we can back up. I was just a couple of doors down where Bruce Brown had Maxwell's, and his dad would be up there greeting the door, and I just knew that he was the chef. He had, and for the people in this area, it was a restaurant called Doc's, and I just knew he was the chef. And I went up to his, I'm a 16-year-old kid. I'm scared. It's dark. I knew I wanted to be a chef for a long time. I walk in down this really dark alleyway, kind of behind the, what is that, Squire Room? Not Squire Room, but anyway, over in that area where Vintage is. Where I had a restaurant there called Pesce Pasta. But anyway, I walked in the door, and I opened it up, and the chef's in there just slinging pans and doing all this fun stuff. And I was just mesmerized, and I said, "Chef, if I'll wash your dishes for free if you let me watch you cook." And that was kind of how it started. And Bruce did a lot to take me under his wing. He showed me some dishes that I would continue to use for decades. And one off the top of my head, I think of was a halibut duxelle, which is, he cooked in a French technique, and I went through a French apprenticeship, so it worked out well. But when I made the Olympic team for cooking and competitions, I progressed up, and in my early 30s, I made the cooking Olympics are held in Europe every 4 years, and you can look all that stuff up as well. I was blessed enough to be in the right place at the right time and won an Olympic gold medal and two silver Olympic gold medals at the World Cooking Olympics over a 15-year period. But when I made that team, there was Chef Raymond Hofmeister, third master chef in the world. There's only 62 master chefs in the world. People call me a master chef. I said, no way, man. There's just, it's, if you understood what a master chef has to do, yeah. I'd love to do it. I'd love to take the test, but it's now it was $5,000. It's probably $10,000.
Yeah, the show master chef are not true master chefs.
No. It's way, way more about cooking and technique. But, Chef Hofmeister made this yogurt terrine for us, and it was one of the most delicate desserts. He made it in a terrine, which is an inverted long dish. Stainless steel, and it had grapes and apples. There's a variety of fruit in it, and then it had a raspberry yogurt, and then some gelatin, and there's some liqueur in there, and it was just delectable. So that's something very good to do with your blueberries as well.
Well, back to blueberries. What color is a blueberry?
It's not blue.
Well, let's say it's blue.
Okay.
So
it's purple.
If I want to do red, white, and blue, because it's 4th of July tomorrow. What can I make with strawberries and blueberries and something white?
Pancakes.
Pancakes?
Yep.
On 4th of July?
Pancakes. Start off with pancakes. You're good the rest of the day.
Okay.
Now,
so
you don't have to worry about doing anything for, your red, white, and blue for lunch or your burgers or something like that.
And so whipped cream would be your white. Well, then, okay.
Yeah.
So if that's in the breakfast.
Yeah, whipped cream.
Can we do a strawberry shortcake and add blueberries to it?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Well, that's the key to this entire show is that you can do anything. People say, can you freeze that? I say, I don't know. Can it fit in the freezer? That's kind of the way it is. You can do whatever you want, and that's the whole key is to give you the techniques, and that's where I've been blessed to have worked with some of the best in the world. I'm saying that, and it's true to form. It's true to heart. I'll talk about these amazing European gentlemen throughout the course of this this entire show as we go on for years, because these were the people that mentored me and the people that took me under their wing, and they each had their own little thing that they offered to it. But yeah, pancakes, that's where you got red, white, and blue right off the top. You're set to go.
Okay, last thing. If I want to do a red, white, and blue strawberry shortcake, is there anything else I can add just for a little more oomph? A garnish.
Usually you use powdered sugar. I think you'd be careful with chocolate chips. If kids, would like chocolate chips, but then they're going to alter the flavor a little bit.
What about a raspberry drizzle?
I think I would get some red, white, and blue sprinkles, the cake sprinkles, and put them in the batter. How about that?
Okay, there you go.
There you go. And you got it? So anyway, that's what this show's about. It's about just coming up and, developing things off the top of your head. People will ask me all the time in my restaurants in the past, say, how'd you make that? I'm like, oh man, I really just kind of walked in, opened the door. It's kind of going back to the cream of seven onion soup. I just looked in the counter and looked in the fridge and looked in the walk-in and I had all these onions. So I said, okay. Dean Mercurio's was one of those, we opened in 1989 and it was a restaurant that served soup and salad. There's no other restaurants that serve soup and salad. Other than an Asian restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, no one does that. And it broke my heart when, around 2007, 2009, 2010, where everything went a la carte. And the next thing you know, people are getting kind of ripped off. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk in detail about what you can do when you go out to a restaurant and how you can break down that cost and be able to understand the value you're getting. For example, me and Krista, we eat half a meal each, so we just might have an appetizer, and then we split a dinner.
Yeah, I can't eat soup and salad and a meal and dessert.
Yeah, so So for right now, it was something that, that's just one of the many things that, that we do to help that out. So we'll talk about recipe development, but you have to learn more about flavor profiles and what's going to work and what's not going to work. And outside of that, we'll go ahead and take another break at the bottom of the hour. And, we're excited about being here, folks. We appreciate you tuning in. And again, if you have any questions, 605-4567.
The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Oh, you just can't go wrong with the cheeseburger. There's so many things you can do with that. And we'll talk a little bit about barbecue and continuing on. I want to touch on other sauces, but first I want to reach out to Lynn Moser. Thank you for listening back in Texas. Hope you guys keep safe back there with all the weather challenges. And then, of course, Judy and Cynthia, we appreciate you listening here locally. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we're excited about this opportunity to be a part of this, the startup of this podcast and this radio show. But I want to just give you a background on barbecue sauce real quickly, and it comes from a mother sauce. So we all have, most of us have five fingers on a hand. Okay, those five fingers represent five mother sauces. Each mother sauce is a different color. When you make that sauce, that is the basis mother sauce that everything else is made from. Five mother sauces, five colors. Okay, we have blonde, yellow. Blonde is Veloute, yellow is Hollandaise, brown is Demi. If reduced by half, cream sauce is white. And then our last one is red, and that's a tomato sauce. And so what we do is we take a tomato sauce, we take our onions and our garlic and our tomatoes, and we throw in our pot and we cook them down, and we blend it up and we puree it. Now we have this tomato sauce. Little salt, little pepper, take whatever direction you want. Chili flakes always helps. Also, when you're using tomato, a little bit of sugar. Sugar helps get rid of the acid from the tomato. So a little bit of sugar. Might sound weird. Just do it. You'll enjoy it. But anyway, so we take that red sauce, that mother sauce that's red, which is tomato, and we're going to add mainly three items to it: vinegar, brown sugar, and mustard. Vinegar, brown sugar, and mustard. It can be any kind of vinegar. I use red wine vinegar.
Oh, you made one with balsamic one time. That was fantastic.
Yeah, almost any kind of mustard and brown sugar. And now you have barbecue sauce. And barbecue sauce is a sister sauce. So it is a derivative of the mother sauce. The mother sauce is red. The derivative of that is called a sister sauce or a secondary sauce. So that's where we're ending up right now. Okay, so we made it all the way to barbecue sauces. Now, those of you that are involved, matter of fact, Krista, why don't you go ahead and explain what it is that they need to do to get all this information, because for the next 15, 20 minutes, the remainder of the show probably we're going to be talking about what it is that you can go online to our website and you can get these for free.
All right. So if www.culinarilyyours.net is a bit difficult to type into your search bar, go ahead and type in mrschef.net or chefcal.net. All roads lead to the same place. And we have a cheat sheet for making very cool boosted barbecue sauces. And they're going to be using a store-bought sauce. It's not from scratch, but you're going to be doing a little extra to it to give a little bit more flavor.
Boosted. I like that. So we have this barbecue sauce. We're going down the aisle. Everybody has their favorite one. I kind of lean towards the Sweet Baby Ray's. I think they've really done a great job. There was one here a friend of mine was making it decades ago, and it was the best one I'd had, but he kind of disappeared, so I don't know where he went. But anyway, the Sweet Baby Ray's, Cattleman's, Masterpiece, KC, Kinder's,
Kinder's and get at Costco, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, but there's so many of them. There's a plethora of those, okay? And, I was driving here, I was thinking I want to find a place to use the word plethora. So there I did it, and it made sense. So we have all these sauces, and then to these sauces, which are already pre-made barbecue sauces, we're going to make these, and then these will become secondary sauces off of that sister. So I don't know, what's that, a half-sister, cousin, something? I don't know. The French don't go that far back.
Twice removed.
They got mother, and then they got the sister sauce. And what you'll get, and I'm going to walk through a couple of these, is taking any sauce that you have that's hanging out, and we're going to add, in this case, we're going to start off with a teaspoon of fresh minced ginger to the sauce, and we're just going to heat it through, and we'll have a ginger barbecue sauce. And I would use that ginger paste that comes in the little tube that you can get in the produce, chilled produce section. Those bases are pretty nice.
Yeah, some you get of them those at Walmart. That's where I get them.
You get them at Walmart. I know that they have, we have about seven or eight of them.
There's ginger.
Cilantro I like. The basil doesn't really blend very well, but they just come out like toothpaste. And so you can say, I need a teaspoon, I need a tablespoon. Boom, there you go.
Fantastic.
And then just heat that up. And then you kind of think about the flavor profile. So what's the flavor profile of this ginger sauce? Well, ginger's got a temperature to it. It's got a little bite to it. It's got a little bit of, you know, a little pizzazz. It's got a little bit of a Asian flair. Maybe we'll call it that. And so a couple of there's two items that I really like doing this ginger barbecue sauce on. And again, this is all available to you for free when you go online. We're just going to go over it here to kind of give you the idea of how we take a mother sauce into a sister sauce and beyond. But I use it for red snapper. It works great for red snapper because red snapper doesn't have a lot of flavor anyway. Red snapper is a fish that you really is going to taste more like what you cook it in. But then you got salmon. Salmon is going to be what we call a stronger flavored fish. Fish shouldn't be strong. Fish should be oceanic.
But salmon is a really heavy fish for me.
Well, and a lot of that is the people ask. I ask people this question. I said, you want some fish? No, we don't like fish. Why not? Because it's fishy. Well, if it's fishy, there's something wrong with it. Okay, I wouldn't eat it either if it was fishy. And the same thing with salmon is when you take salmon off the skin, opposite side of the bones, you take whole fresh salmon, there's this gray line. It's a bloodline that goes down and follows the center of that fish. You need to cut that out, and nobody does. And you have to, or you're taking this fish and making it stronger than it needs to be. I want to taste salmon because I also like my salmon cooked medium rare. But I'm not going to eat medium rare salmon if it's got a bloodline in it.
And also, it's kind of a fatty fish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great for your heart, you know, jam-packed with omega-3s. And so it's a great fish for you, but it's a little stronger. So that's kind of why ginger would match up with that, because it's a stronger sauce with a stronger fish. And then we go to raspberry, which we talked about earlier, going well with duck. Also goes good with pork. And for that, we're just going to add a quarter cup of raspberry jam. We're going to thin that with a little raspberry flavored liqueur. And again, it's whatever you have in the cupboard. You don't have to use these alcohols, but if you wanted to use raspberry flavored liqueur, you might want to use some Chambord. You know, something a lot of people have. It's just a wonderful, wonderful liqueur that would go great in this. And then come up with a garnish that might go on top of that. The thing about a garnish is a garnish should always tell you what is in the item. What are the flavors in there? So if I got this really nice duck dish and it's got this sauce on it and I'm looking at it and my server brings it to me and sets it in front of me, and I've got dark on brown, I don't know what it is, but I see those fresh raspberries. And the raspberry tells me that there's raspberry in the sauce. So that was the idea of it. Okay. And the mint, of course, goes with raspberry. Now, the original idea back in the day, long time ago, the French, they always put parsley on the plate. You know why they put the parsley on the plate?
To freshen your breath.
Breath freshener. Yes. You ate your meal and then the last thing you ate was your parsley and you walked around the rest of the night with parsley in your teeth, but your breath smelled.
You know what I used to do with parsley? When I was little, we would go to Sizzler Steakhouse.
Uh-oh.
And they would have the little cow that they would stick in it, say whether it was rare, medium, well done, and they put the sprig of parsley. Well, the parsley to me was a little tree, and the little cow would go marching across my plate over the tree.
You're a gifted child. gifted child. She's a gifted child, folks.
I remember memories of Sizzler growing
up. Yeah. But anyway, then we go down, and there's a bunch more of them on here. We have a couple minutes. I'll mention a couple more. But we have an orange barbecue sauce that you're adding orange segments and Grand Marnier and a little bit of orange zest to it. Great for chicken and pork. Those protein suggestions are also on here, too. We got a nice peach barbecue sauce, a nice apricot barbecue sauce, very similar. Those you want to really think about going on something light. So if I make a nice peach barbecue sauce with fresh or canned peaches, gosh, use fresh this time of year, and a little peach liqueur maybe in this, mixed in with that barbecue sauce, I'm going to put that over barbecue shrimp or barbecued sea bass. And it's just because sea bass is such a light flavored, it's beautifully flavored, but it's light. You don't want to mask it. It's like putting ketchup on filet mignon or tartar sauce and abalone, right? You just don't do it.
Now, I want to talk about peach barbecue sauce and orange barbecue sauce because we have a story. If we go to the farmer's market, which we've done several times, you did a presentation, and the first time I saw you make a barbecue sauce live, you did not use a tomato sauce base. You used peaches as the base for it, and you added bourbon to it. Now, you know, can you do that? Use fruit as the base instead of tomatoes?
You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want. Technically, I don't know if I'd call it a barbecue sauce, but I would call it a coulée, perhaps, something along those lines, some kind of a fruit, but you know, some kind of a fruit topping of some sort. But I don't think I'd use the word sauce on that. But so apricots, and we got fennel in here. Fennel, one of my favorite sauces, or one of my favorite vegetables, makes a great sauce. You deglaze that with a little bit of anisette, and just cook that fennel so it's nice and tender.
Now, since that fennel is a little bit more chunky, should you use a burr mixer or an immersion blender to kind of smooth that out, or would you leave the chunks of the fennel in it?
No, I would cook the fennel until it melts. Yeah, you want the fennel to melt. You want it to just get down to, you know, when you've cooked onions and they just get to the point where they just melt. They're just soft. And that goes great on beef. Also, fennel goes great on lamb. Fennel is very strong flavored. And then lamb's got a stronger flavor as well. So then we have a tequila sauce, a Carolina mustard sauce, and a spicy sauce. So there's some sauces for you. We're going to come back with some tips, and we'll look forward to getting back in just a moment.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yes, it is hot, hot, hot. You know, but people say, you know, if what's the adage says, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, it's always hot in the kitchen, so you just learn not to complain about this. Not much you can do about it. So,
but hopefully you have air conditioning because it's 110 outside.
Yeah, well, that does make a little bit of a difference. But anyway, speaking of hot, 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 I was talking to my friend Charlou down there at Charlou's in Anderson. In the factory outlet stores there, and they put this, they're running this, special now. It's a medium la pizzetta. And I've loved this thing for years. I'm glad he's finally running it. Go down there and check it out and tell him Chef Cal sent you. It's a thin crust pizza, and it's got a, the Napolini, which is like a tomato ragu with basil. It's got fresh garlic, blue cheese, and pepper flakes, and little mozzarella cheese. It's a nice one. So if you want, and it's not overly hot. I mean, it's...
No, I can handle it.
Well, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 6.2.
Now, should we tell them what to order on the side? It's a secret?
Oh, I don't know. What can they order on the side?
Don't we get the sautéed mushrooms
on
top?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sautéed mushrooms on the side, sautéed in garlic. Yeah, just tell them that I said that. Anyway, but a couple things I wanted to chat with towards the end here is... Also, the second thing that you're going to be able to download on our website, it's available now, is tips for heating your barbecue.
Which is in the same download as the barbecue recipe.
Yes, yeah. So how to heat it. Remember, the temperature of hot, if I'm going to eat something that's hot and I don't want to burn the top roof of my mouth, but I don't want it to be warm, I want it to be around 144, 145 degrees. Okay, that's right where I want it to be. So somewhere right in that area. Doesn't want to be bubbling or boiling because, for one, it's already cooked. And all you're doing is blending a few ingredients in it. And with all that sugar, you got a really big good chance of potentially, burning it because sugar burns. If you're going to add any raw ingredients to your barbecue sauce, like garlic or shallots or onion, bacon, etc., anything like that to your sauce, you want to cook those first before you add them, and then just simmer long enough to let so those flavors to meld. You know, remember everything needs to meld. Sometimes we use the term melt. I don't know how many times I've watched a chef, you know, or a cook of mine make hollandaise sauce, and he tastes it and goes, "Oh, that doesn't have enough salt." And he'll put some more salt in it, and he'll mix it up, and, oh, it doesn't have enough salt. And by the time he gets it done after the third time and the salt has had a chance to melt, it's too salty, and you throw it out, and you start over.
You can always add more later.
Yeah. So everything does need to melt a little bit. And then also, when do you add your barbecue sauce? When you're barbecuing something, especially a steak, and even a vegetable, you always turn four times. You put it on the griddle. And all of the information here on how to properly prepare your griddle is here. It's important. You scrape it, with a brush, and then you wipe it to get the soot off, and then you spray it with pan coating. I've never seen it. It might flare up a bit. I've never seen a can blow up, and I've been doing it for a long time. But you want to spray it right before you put the food on there because you don't want the food to stick. You want to start to cook immediately. So, that's one of the things that you want to do is make sure that, you cook it on the first side, flip it over, cook it on the second side. I'll generally imagine if you're standing in front of your grill right now and your grill is rectangular in shape. So my first two flips are going to aim towards the back left corner. Then I'm going to flip again, back left corner. Then my third flip is going to go to the back right, and I'm going to sauce it. And then I'm going to flip it over and let that cook on that barbecue sauce cook into the protein, and then that's going to be my fourth flip. So that's the way to go. If you add those sauces because they're so thick, there's a real good chance again that they're going to stick, burn, make your griddle, it leaves the food on the griddle. You don't want to, or the grill. You want to make sure that you, you keep it on the food.
Should you sauce burgers?
Yeah, sauce whatever you want. Sauce whatever you can put sauce on.
What kind of sauce would you put on a hamburger for the 4th of July?
Well, I don't know. I guess they're going to have to go download and see which one of those they might want to do. I don't know, just about anything. I mean, I think that, you know, burgers and, you know, I think it depends on, one thing is the quality of the meat. You know, if you're cooking pre-made frozen barbecue patties, one thing. If you're getting some beautifully ground meat from a local butcher, you know, and you're adding your bell pepper and onion and seasoning, your eggs, and you're basically making meatloaf, and your panko, and then you're cooking those burgers, then that's an elevated burger. So maybe you might want to do something to maybe, you know, bacon is a good one, but then again, bacon jam is a good one too.
Ooh.
You have to make a note. We have to put that
bacon jam.
Okay. Put that bacon jam on the on them for them to have access to. That's a good one. And then the last thing on here is going to be just a heavy pan. It's inverted. So when you get done cooking your food on your barbecue, you need a heavy pan. Sacrifice it to the pan gods and throw it on there, and then shut your fire off and close the lid. And that needs to continue to cook until the next time you use it. The next day or the next week or the next month. And that's going to burn off all those particles, those food particles. And then you're going to be able to brush it, and you're going to be able to wipe the soot off. You're going to be able to spray it and start all over.
So how long should you leave that pan on? And is it super, super high heat?
No, I just shut. I throw the pan on and then shut the barbecue off.
Oh, so at the end of your cooking.
Yeah, at the end of your cooking. And then that way, when you go to cook again, You turn it on, get it hot. All those particles are going to be easily removed then.
Oh.
Right? And then paper towels or cloth to catch the soot. Pan coating we talked about. Tongs, high temperature spatula if you're going to use a spatula. Sauce brushes, sauce mops are good. I like those. Squirt bottles. A spray bottle with water is nice for stopping flare ups. And if you're going to be stopping flare ups, sometimes. Apple cider vinegar or any regular vinegar to spray on there. It will help stop that flare up, but it will also help add a little bit of flavor.
And what kind of vinegar? Like an apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, any old vinegar would do.
White vinegar. Okay.
Yeah, and then my this was a long time ago. My grandpa, when I was just a kid, maybe again 9 or 10 years old, he used to make this marinade for barbecue barrel roasted chicken, and I always wanted to see it. And he never wrote it down, and he died tragically in 89 when we opened up our first restaurant, and it really broke my heart that I never got that recipe. And then decades later, I get this book that's the Sunset book. Remember they show you how to change your transmission, fix your dishwasher, and then also there's recipes in there. And I'm going through this thing, and what do I find? Two pages just completely full of Grandpa's fingerprints and with the barbecue sauce. So it's something that's always meant a lot to me. Here I thought he was just, off the top of his head. But anyway, it's something that I hold dear to my heart. I see his fingerprints right there. And then as we finish up here, food has the ability, I think, that bring people together, bring us together. If you think about it, when do we eat food? At meals, weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, funerals. We gather around to laugh. We gather around, sometimes to cry. We gather around to hold each other. We gather around to enjoy each other's company. So why not make the most of it? Meals draw people together, but there's truly so much more available. And that's what we want this show to do, is to bring you to a different area, a different level, a different place where you can enjoy it even more. It's going to help make the most out of it, because our goal is to help you cook like a pro. So, whether you have a large family get together or it's just a quiet meal, we're going to have a lot of things, a lot of information and helpful tips and tricks and hacks and all those kinds of things to be able to help you on your journey. Again, we always have the phone number. If you want to put in your phone for next time, for next week, we will be here Wednesday again at 5 o'clock. That number again, 605-4567. 605-4567. And the last thing I had here was just thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Stay safe. with this heat we got going on.
And I hope you're hungry, because I'm hungry now.
Yeah, well, I'll be hungry now, because it's right before dinner time. People should be heading out there. But we got lots of fun stuff in store, so just enjoy the journey, and bon appetit. And again, thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Same place, same time, 1460 AM, 69.